probing population 3 IMFs with He2, H$-alpha$ intensity mapping, by Jasmine Parsons et al. We demonstrate the potential of line intensity mapping to place constraints on the initial mass function, IMF, of population 3, stars via measurements of the mean He2-1640A, H-alpha emission line ratio. We extend the 21-cmFAST code with modern high redshift galaxy formation and photoionization models, and estimate the line emission from population 2 and population 3 galaxies at redshifts 5 is less than or equal to Z is less than or equal to 20. In our models, mean ratio values of He2, H-alpha is greater than or equal to 0.1 indicate top heavy population 3 IMFs with stars of several hundred solar masses, reached at Z is greater than or equal to 10 when population 3 stars dominate star formation. A next-generation space mission with capabilities moderately superior to those of CDIM will be able to probe this scenario by measuring the He2 and H-alpha fluctuation power spectrum signals and their cross-correlation at high significance up to Z approximately 20. Moreover, regardless of the IMF, a ratio value of He2, H-alpha is less than or equal to 0.01 indicates low population 3 star formation and, therefore, it signals the end of the period dominated by this stellar population. However, a detection of the corresponding He2 power spectrum may be only possible for top-heavy population 3 IMFs or through cross-correlation with a stronger H-alpha signal. Finally, ratio values of 0.01 is less than or equal to He2, H-alpha is less than or equal to 0.1 are complex to interpret because they can be driven by several competing effects. We discuss how various measurements at different redshifts and the combination of the line ratio with other probes can assist in constraining the population 3 IMF in this case. This was probing population 3 IMFs with He2, H$-alpha$ intensity mapping, by Jasmine Parsons et al.